The gospel was lengthy, and after what we've heard and the solemnity of the occasion, I'm just going to preach from up here today. I just have a few words, a short homily. Well, for me, it's a short homily, but I just want to say a few words about this beautiful passion that we just heard. You know, over the last 5 weeks, we've been talking about the power of prayer in our series called Believe and Receive. It's based on what Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it and it shall be yours. And so we've been looking at different, some advice about how to pray, you know, pray with perspective, pray with belief, pray boldly. And today I just want to offer you one last piece of advice. I want to talk with you about praying with perseverance. Persevering in prayer. Because there are times when we all enjoy things in our lives, when everything just seems to click, you know, your plans work out. Like with Jesus today, the colt was there in that first gospel, just as he had said. The owners cooperated, and then he entered into the city. People praised him and believed in him. It's very much like what can happen to us. We have those times when everything just seems to work out. But we also face difficult times, seasons of suffering, pain, defeat, and disappointment. A friend might betray you, turn against you, suddenly shut you out for no reason. And the betrayal could just be out in the open. Embarrassing, everybody knows about it. Like when Judas handed over Jesus to the authorities while kissing him on the cheek. If that ever happens to you or has happened to you, probably we're tempted to get even, to take vengeance. Like when the disciples responded to Jesus' arrest with violence, cutting off someone's ear. Or maybe there'll be those times when your coworkers or neighbors or people you know kind of brag about how great and important they are, lording their successes, their promotions and achievements over you. Kind of like the way the disciples today in the gospel tried to one-up each other, try to show everyone else how important they really were. So much of what happened to Jesus in the gospel passage today actually reflects some of the darkest points in our own lives. There will be moments when you deny who you really are, what you believe, the deepest part of you, just like Peter did with his own faith. Saying he didn't know Jesus. There will be times when you just want to fit in with others. You don't want to stand out. You compromise. You go along to get along. You don't say anything when you know you should say something. And then you see Jesus looking at you in the same way he looked at Peter when he denied knowing Jesus. There will be times when people who should be there for you are not, when they fail. Like when Peter, James, and John fell asleep in the garden, leaving Jesus to pray all by himself in his moment of agony. Peter, James, and John were supposed to be the leaders of the disciples, the inner circle, and yet they fell asleep. They abandoned Jesus. And so sometimes it will shake your faith when those who are supposed to be our leaders, models of integrity, get caught up in scandals and corruption, failures of integrity. And when you look around and you see the violence and the war and the conflicts in the world, chaos in the economy, it may feel like the powers of darkness have prevailed. There might be times when your honesty is called into question. People judge you for something you've done and they do not believe in you. They doubt you, just like Jesus was judged by the high court in Jerusalem. And in these times, people will accuse you of things you did not do. Enemies will become friends, like Herod and Pilate in the gospel. Even though you're innocent, didn't do anything wrong, they will persist. And others will just simply stand by and watch, not offer to help. There will be a time, maybe, when you're called to forgive the people who wronged you, as Jesus did on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Or it could be that you're forced to carry someone else's burdens, even though you had nothing to do with the problem. Like when the Roman soldiers made Simon carry the cross for Jesus. Sometimes what you're facing may feel so difficult, it seems impossible to do what Jesus did. Hand his very spirit over into the hands of God. In times like that, when you have no choice but to embrace the cross, pray with perseverance. Jesus promised to give the kingdom to his apostles, and he makes the same promise to us. Like the criminals who did not deserve it, we will have the opportunity to be in paradise one day because of what Jesus went through for us. But also in this life, to enjoy a kingdom of joy, light, and peace, because we know God is also at work now, hearing our prayers, working his plan out, offering his children good gifts because of the good Father he is. What we have to do is persevere in our prayer. To pray like Jesus did in the garden, when he prayed so fervently that his sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. Jesus prayed with perseverance. And not only that, he prayed boldly, with possibility. He said a big, bold prayer right in the middle of that agony and suffering. He asked God to take it all away. Fix the situation. Make it work out. He said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me." But then, in the same breath, he prayed the perfect, most profound prayer any of us could ever offer. "Still, not my will, but yours be done." As we enter Holy Week, and recalling the central mysteries of our faith, I invite you to do what Jesus did. Pray fervently. Pray boldly. Pray that God's will be done. In every moment, Jesus is praying for us, that our faith will not fail, just as he prayed for Peter and all the disciples, that their faith would not fail. As you spend this week walking in the footsteps of Christ, remembering his last moments on earth, pray with perseverance. And remember, whatever you may be going through right now, even in the darkest moments, the light will come. And in the morning, there will be resurrection. There will be victory.